shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock out west and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that actually knows what it is doing, what it's talking about. And we're here, really, folks, for you. This program is all about, going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And if you don't believe me, you could just ask them. And we're fighting a good fight here it's a tough world. Bobby and Steve Dooley are with us, and they're illustrating just how tough a world it is. They are a couple. They live in Western Estates, California. They have three sons, all three of them teenagers. Eventually these boys, sooner than you think, will be out of the house. And Ms. Dooley, Bobby, the wife, will have time on her hands to take a job she's wanted to take at a magazine as an associate editor. Her husband, Steve, has made this bargain with her that if she votes for Barack Obama in the election, he's a longtime voter, a longtime Democratic voter, she can take, and understand what I'm saying, she can take this job. Meaning if she votes Republican, which is what she has traditionally voted, she doesn't get to take the job. The interesting thing about the conversation that we're having with them in this show is that neither one seems to understand that there is a control thing happening here from husband to wife. And joining me again here from Western Estates, California, is Bobby and Steve Dooley. And you heard me there, Steve, I'll start with you. You heard me there describe how it sounds to the rest of us, okay? So talk to me about what I'm getting wrong here and what myself and my listeners don't understand.
Well, I think what you don't understand, Sharon, my wife said I had an anger thing. I'm not going to hurt my wife. I never hurt my wife. But it's a very important election. And Barack Obama is trying to get a second term. And this is an important time because of the economy that has happened. And so he needs all the support again. And so my wife, who's always voted a Republican, I'd ask her if she'd vote on a Democrat because they need support. She said she's a Republican. I said, we need to vote, and if you don't get to take a job.
So you've made a decision for her, haven't you?
No, sir, I don't think I have.
Well, yes, you have. You've made the decision for her. You've said you're voting for Barack Obama, and if you don't, you lose this job.
So, this is Bobby.
Go ahead.
Steve mentioned he'd had an anger issue. There is no threat to me. What I'm doing is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to vote for Obama. It doesn't really matter to me. I mean, it does. I've been a longtime Republican voter, and I'm a very big fan of Mitt Romney's, although I would vote for Newt Gingrich. I would do anything to keep Obama from being returned to the White House for a second term.
You would do anything except cast your vote for a Republican because...
No, I would vote for a Republican.
You want to get a job.
But I want this job, see? So I'm making a choice.
But you also have said that if you go ahead and you take the job, and on top of that, you go ahead and you vote for a Republican, and there's been a couple of questions that have been very good, I think, asking how will your husband... Why don't you just go ahead and vote for the Republican? You say Steve will... You call it something eyeballing?
Eyeballing, yeah.
Put an eyeball on her.
Steve can eyeball me when he's asked me a question, and I'll give him the answer. He'll sit me down and just eyeball me.
What does that mean, eyeball you?
I'll just stare at her.
He'll stare at me for about 5 minutes.
And that doesn't make you uncomfortable?
Oh, yes, it does. You really can start to feel very... anything can happen.
See, all of the things you're saying here, having to do with his anger management, having to do with he'll eyeball me, anything can happen. You said you don't want to push him over the edge. You are afraid of an implicit threat of violence here.
No, sir, that is absolutely wrong, Mr. Henry.
Hold on for a minute, Steve. That's exactly what it is. And she's not going to vote for anybody other than Barack Obama because she doesn't want to get smacked around and show up, as she said, with two eyes that are closed.
I was making a joke. Yes, I don't want that to happen.
She's making a joke about... We were looking at one of the Chuck Wepner fights.
Yeah, and I said to Steve, you know what, Steve, the last thing I want is to show up for my job looking like Chuck Wepner in that one fight.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
I mean, if I really blade into her,
I'd look like Chuck Wepner.
For people that don't know who Chuck Wepner is, Chuck Wepner basically got his face beat in by Muhammad Ali. And
well, you get his face beat in.
Yeah, well, he got his ass beat, man. All you got to do is take a look at that fight, and you can see the face on Chuck Wepner. He had two bloodied eyes, and you guys are joking about that, huh?
Well, I am, yeah.
And I wasn't talking about Chuck Wepner.
Oh, not like Chuck Wepner, but something approaching that, huh?
We were joking, Phil, and look, I want this job, and if it means peace in the house...
Well, you know, you guys came on the program to talk with me here about how couples handle political disagreement, and I don't hear you guys handling it at all. What I hear you guys doing is... sort of sweeping it under the rug. Here is Chris on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, what I don't understand is, like, I've got issues that actually make me have anger problems, that actually so bad that I'm not able to obtain a job. I get a check every month, but I have never, ever smacked a woman.
Uh-huh.
So how is it that we can?
Well, what do you mean? You got anger management. Are you not even get a job?
How come you can't get a job?
I'm deemed unworthy to have a job. I am deemed unworthy to be able to keep a job because I'm not able to go off and just go somewhere. But I would never hit a woman.
That's scary right there. That's really scary.
Well, what you aren't listening to the man saying, though. He's saying he's never hit a woman.
I don't want to hit a woman either, sir. I'm like you.
No, I'm not saying that I never wanted to hit a woman. I'm saying that I've always had the self-control not to.
Why don't you just consider everyone? Why don't you consider everyone to be a woman, and you wouldn't hit anybody?
That sounds kind of stupid, but it's not a bad idea.
Well, we're not giving counseling here to Chris right now. We're asking you guys questions here, and the question is: here's a man with you say control issues, Chris. What do you mean?
Like, I have bipolar, and that's like, you have the point where you've just got so much energy, you've got nothing to do with it, and then on the opposite end, you're just so down, and it makes it very easy to just hate life in general. And they teach me all these things, blow out slowly, and then do this, or punch a pillow, or scream into a pillow, but... Like, I've always had trouble with angers. I've got holes in my walls and everything, but I've never, ever hit a woman. Even though that might frustrate me very much. I've never slapped a woman.
Have you ever slapped a woman around?
No.
He just said he, no, he didn't.
I've never slapped a man around either.
No, he says he never has.
Well, that would be very scary to be around a man like that.
We're talking to you guys. You, Steve. Did you slap your wife?
No, I cuffed her.
It was more of a cuffing, like what a bear cub would do to a mother bear would do to a cub, a cuff.
A cuff?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what that means. Is that a fist?
It's like the side of your hand. You just, like, smack her, but you don't smack across, you smack up.
You smack up?
Yeah.
I just don't want to show up at the job.
What's that? That's basically an uppercut. You go upwards in order to knock the person out.
Well, I just don't want to show up, Chris, on my first day on the job, you know, with my jaw wired.
You are in America. Women, they have trouble with it. They've got places like the Rainbow House where beaten women can go and leave their husbands if they beat on them. Because that's not considered acceptable.
Is that the Ronald McDonald House?
The Rainbow House.
Because I do know the Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah.
The Ronald McDonald House has got nothing to do with the... I think that's for kids.
Yeah, it's for beaten women shelters. People for men who use their lives because they don't have common sense to be able to take anger out on more acceptable... Like...
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I would say this. I think that Steve, as long as I do what he tells me to do, I'm fine.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're talking about. You can't do what you want to do. or you're going to get cuffed.
Yeah, it's just, you know, cuff up. You get cuffed up. But, I mean, I'm not going to, you know.
I worry that I'm going to have to show up for my first day on the job with my jaw wired shut. But that is a...
Are you hearing yourself? How are you not being abused?
What do you mean?
Your jaw wired shut?
Well, Mr. Ennis, it's a low percentage of that. Low percentage.
Steve, what I want...
Hold on, I'm talking. There's a low percentage of that.
What do you mean you're talking? I want to hear what she's got to say.
Well, no, I was going to agree with him. There's a very low percentage of that. You know, you worry about whether or not you're going to have... you'll need a temporary bridge. We've got a very good dentist. So I'm not really concerned.
But if you have to go to a dentist to get a temporary bridge, that means he's knocked your teeth out. Is that correct?
In the worst case scenario, yeah.
And none of this conversation am I hearing anybody say anything to you, Steve, about how you need to control your, except for this gentleman here, Chris, you need to control yourself. Chris, I thank you for your call.
Well, I don't think it's going to be, as long as I've got a dentist.
All right, we'll take a break. Thank you very much, Chris, for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We've gone from talking about how couples deal with their political differences and how one votes for one and one votes for the other. We've gone from that to, do you have a good dentist in case he knocks your teeth out? Do you have a good dentist in case he knocks your teeth out and you have to go to that job that you wanted so much? 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
You love your husband very much. I understand you love your husband very much. When you are saying things like your jaw wired shut, your eyes are closed, scar up your face, bridge work, needing a dentist. Steve, do you understand that that's not how normal people live?
No, I understand that, Mr. Henry.
So I've never been to a dentist to have a new bridge. I've never had my jaw wired shut. I had one eye closed once. I had the other eye closed on a separate occasion. And I think I got a...
Your ear.
I've got some cartilage damage in my ear.
You have a cauliflower ear.
No, I do not.
That's exactly what cauliflower ear is, cartilage developing on the ear from too many punches.
No, Mr. Henry, I'm afraid not.
Well, that's what you said. 877-876-PHIL.
She's talking about that.
Look at Steve. I'm talking to her. I'm not talking to you.
I'm the husband.
I know what you are. I'm getting tired of talking to you, man. I'm talking to her.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're a big talk show host, huh?
That's right, man. I'm the big talk show host. Between you and me, I'm the big talk show host. You're just the guy in the background.
God, man. What an
Hey. I'm getting tired of hearing these stories about how your wife closed one eye, jaw getting wired shut.
She said it never happened to her.
Yeah, but she's afraid of it happening to her.
You are missing the point, Phil. Steve loves me and treats me very, very well. And we've had a wonderful marriage. And I really don't care one way or the other what happens to this. Well, I do care what happens to the country. I do. But I really want this job. Okay?
So as far as you're concerned, you could give a damn whether a Republican gets elected or not.
That pretty much I don't care. Yeah, I'll go ahead and vote for Obama. I don't care. I mean, I do, you know, but there's no sense in causing a scene.
That's exactly what I want to address. You're afraid of some kind of a scene. I don't know what scene you're referring to. That's what is concerning me. Here is Chris on the Phil Hendry Show. Chris, go ahead. You're on with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Yeah, I want to ask Steve how he would feel if I went to his polling place and told him, you know, if he didn't vote for the Republican nominee, I was going to kick his ass, or I was going to black his eyes, or choke him, or cuff him, or, you know.
I'd probably laugh.
You would laugh?
Well, yeah, sure. Why wouldn't I?
Well, I don't think you would like it very much. And I'll go ahead.
I didn't say that I was going to choke her. I said she can't take the job over at the magazine.
If she didn't vote for Obama.
She's scared of you because she thinks that you're going to get mad enough to, harm her.
Look, I'm not going to hurt her. Yeah, one time I closed her eye.
What do you mean you closed her eye?
Well, it was a pretty good right hand, Phil. I mean, it was a jab.
You closed your fist to your wife and hit her.
Oh, God, here we go. I knew it.
Well, you should have known that this was going to happen.
Every time I try to talk politics, somebody brings up the fact that I slapped her one time. It was only one time.
Why did you slap her?
I had burned the dinner. I had burned the chicken.
Yeah.
You burned the chicken?
Yeah. And Steve lost it. I got a right hand, a left, a short right, and I was down.
I mean,
Steve, have you ever lost it? Have you ever lost it with a man or just a woman?
Well, I did one time with a guy, but he started to beat me up, so I called the police on him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
all right. Well, he had no right.
Why was he beating you up?
I grabbed Bobby's arm in a parking lot.
This guy thought Steve was hurting me, and he wasn't.
Well, what is your right to put your hands on your wife?
Because I wanted to vote for Obama. Yes, sir.
Look, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I know that I'm voting for Obama, and I'm going to have to hold my nose to do it. But this is really a good job opportunity, and I'll be able to get out of the house, and the only thing I have to do is to vote for this guy that I can't stand. But
what? I think that's a hell of a trade-off. And, you know, we've fought a long time in this country for the right to vote. Do you understand how there's people that are dead, fighting for the right to vote? People that have fought for the right to vote are women, Ms. Dooley. Women, the suffragette movement. Black people. All kinds of people who've been disenfranchised fought for the right to vote and many times losing their lives. And you take it so lightly that, oh, what the hell, I want this magazine job.
Sonny, you took my wife like she's dumb.
Well, you treat her like a punching bag.
Well, I know what you're saying, Phil, and I do respect what a lot of people have done. But he's my husband, and I've got to back his play.
Ms. Dooley, I think he's worse than Obama.
Who, my husband Steve? Yeah, he would make a bad president.
All right. Thanks for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Steve and Bobby Dooley here. We'll take one more phone call before the break, although I don't think we're making much headway with you guys, you know.
Well, Phil, you think that there's headway to be made with us. We're trying to make headway with you. We're trying to get you to understand a successful marriage. Sometimes there's give and take. And
we know that there's give and take in a marriage. There's, that's not a secret. But I didn't know the give and take was I'll give, which means I won't beat you up, if you take, which means you go ahead and vote for the guy that I want you to vote for.
Well, I mean, that's one kind.
Yeah, that's one kind, all right. It sounds like the kind that you guys have. Here is Bill on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Bill. Bill, you there? Let's move on to Rusty. Rusty, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Phil. I do appreciate you being on your show. Long time
listener,
man. First thing I want to say to Mr. and Mrs. Dooley is I am a father of three. I have a beautiful wife. I'm a Christian guy, former Ranger in the United States Army. And I got two sons that are in the military right now fighting for this country, for people's freedoms and rights, including women, men, children, all of all kinds. You got three beautiful sons I'm sure you three love. I just want to know.
Hang on, Rusty, because we got to get into the break. But hang on. You'll be the first one out here, man. We have to get into our break. I just heard the music. Bobby and Steve, you hang on.
Well, I don't know. You're telling me that I'm...
Yeah, you're going to hang on. Anyway, we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445 with Bobby and Steve Dooley and the trade-offs one makes in marriage when it comes to voting and when it comes to supporting each other's career decisions. If you'll vote for Obama, I won't beat you up, and I'll let you take that job. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
Back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-7445. And we're also here every night at Phil TV in HD. There's live streaming video of our show as we sit here right on the edge of the El Pacifico. Behind me, you see the beautiful blue, almost a greenish-bluish, well, I don't want to get into a whole interior decorating thing here, but it's a gorgeous sight. And right over my what would be my right shoulder, but it would be to your left, are the oil rigs and the oil platforms of the channel and, of course, the very successful oil drilling that has been going on here for close to 40 years while the marine mammal life has flourished. So we live here basically and broadcast from paradise. And I just wanted to say that, to rub it in. I'm kidding. We'll be, you know, talking in our news and information hour about other things, too. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let me get back to Rusty here, who's been hanging on. Very nice gentleman. Bobby and Steve, you guys are there?
Yes, Phil. Got one right here, Phil.
And Rusty, you're there. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. And so to finish on my question, let you guys know I'm a father, and I was a single father for quite a while, but I just had three beautiful children, two boys in the military, and like I said, I was prior service, Army Ranger. So anyway, my thing is this. You got three beautiful sons I'm sure you two love very
much. That's very admirable, too, by the way. That's very admirable.
Yeah, well, very good.
Well, I appreciate it there. But I was talking about your sons, three beautiful sons I'm sure you two love very much. And as your sons are growing up, seeing their dad treat their mom with this kind of respect, do you want your kids later on to treat their own wives with the same type of respect of, you know, it's what I say goes? You said it's a give and take in a marriage. I've been married twice, and my second marriage, better than the first, but life is what it is. But, you know, in the aspect of it, it's a give and take as far as I love my wife. And I will, you know, we give and take in reasonable actions.
Do you ever cover her around or anything, sir?
No, I don't do that. I don't do that. See, I'm from a long line of love where my dad taught me that respect of values. I would never hit my wife. I would never hit my wife. I would never lay a hand on her. I don't believe in that. And to me, it's wrong to take away.
What about letting off steam?
What's that?
What about letting off steam? If you just want to let off some steam.
If I let off steam, I go out to the gym. And I work out in the gym, or I ride our horses, you know, or something like that. I don't lay no hands on my wife. That's not a proper way to respect her around just to let off steam.
No, you don't smack a woman around to let off steam. It's not a woman. It's not a medicine ball. You know?
No, it's not. And you know what? And this comes from a guy who, you know, who's dealt with anger and took his own discipline to learning martial arts and stuff. But you know, my thing is this. I pride you guys. You know, you have a right, and you have a right as a human being to make the right decision. And you're going to make whatever decision you think fills your family up. But I will tell you this. I know you guys live in L.A. County. I know your name is Steve Dooley. Your wife's name is Bobby. I've acquired a set of skills to be able to find people. If I find out that you hit your wife over this, I'm going to come to L.A. area, and I got family and friends out there that will hide me out. And I'm going to teach you a lesson on respect the wife. Do you understand that, boy? A respect.
Well, I'm not afraid of you.
You know what? You'd be like the other 15 others that weren't afraid of you. You're like a hard lesson.
Well, you know, you want to spend the rest of your life being called Mary down with the sodomites. You go right ahead.
Hey, watch it. First of all, number one, Rusty, everything that you started this show by talking about your sons, your wife, and your life, you completely disavowed it with the last series of comments you made.
I know.
You're not a soldier. You're not a soldier when you say you're going to break the laws of the United States and come and hurt a citizen, no matter how you feel about him. So you completely disgraced what you said when you started your phone call.
Well, I apologize.
That's your call. No, I'm not.
That's the way to tell him, Phil.
You don't tell me anything, okay?
Well, we dislike what you said to him.
I don't care. I don't like what you guys are saying. 877-876-PHIL. I don't like these guys. If you've been in the military and you've achieved some skills and you were this and you were that, I always, you know, let me tell you something, guys. I've been doing this job for a long time, and I know somebody that's full of crap when I hear them. Most of the time, I let it go. When I hear a guy giving me his military credentials, I believe about 50% of those guys are full of crap. I've listened to all these weekend warriors, all these wannabe warriors, all these wannabe veterans. I can generally tell if a guy's telling me the truth. I can generally tell if a guy's full of crap. If some guy starts out with all of his military credentials, there's something wrong. Now, if a cat's telling me that he was in the military and it applies to what it is we're talking about, there's some relevance, like when we have R.C. Collins on, I can go with that, you know.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Phil.
All right, would you hold on and let me just finish? I've acquired a certain amount of skills and all this bull crap that you see in movies. It does not, first of all, it's not impressive. And if, in fact, what that man said was true, that he had sons and he had a career in the military, and he completely disavowed everything with that series of jackass comments. So my read on that guy, Roy, is he's full of crap from beginning to end. I don't even know if the guy lives in a house. He might live in a box someplace.
I was thinking that too, Mr. Hedges.
Why don't you shut up and let me finish, okay? I don't want to talk to you or your wife unless I have something to say.
Well, Mr. Henry, I don't think you can...
Well, yes, I can. Yes, I can. 877-876-PHIL is our number here on the Phil Henry Show. Sorry to have to lay it on so thick, folks, but, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Here is Nicole. Hi, Nicole. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hello.
Oh, I'm good, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good.
I've been listening to you guys for a while, and I understand, like, you guys say that we don't understand, but, I mean, you're explaining everything out, and I don't understand. Been in that situation before, but, I mean... Mm-hmm. I'm listening to you guys, but honestly, I don't think you should even hit your wife, because what if you're late for work, or you have to stay over for work, and he's pissed at you because you didn't come home and cook him dinner, or you didn't do this or that, and he's just going to come knock you, and then you're going to work, and you're probably going to lose your job after that. So,
say that again. Run that by me one more time, will you?
Huh?
Yeah, could you run that by me one more time?
Yeah, just run it by us one more time.
I was like, if he... Mm-hmm. I think he, honestly, to tell you the truth, that he controls you because you want this job. I know you want this job because you want to get out of the house. I wanted a job, and I couldn't take it because I'm only 18, and I had a baby at 17. And I was stuck in the house, and I was depressed and everything like that. But now I finally got a job and everything. But wonder if one day that you have to stay over for work, and you can't cook him dinner, and you come home, and he just comes and starts yelling at you and wants to, and he comes in for a hit, and you go into work with a black eye. What's going to happen then? Are you going to lose your job?
That's the question. Yeah, that's the question.
Well, you know, Nicole, that's a very good question. It works both ways. I mean, you'll have a night, and I can remember the night. Steve was late for dinner. I had made broccoli. I had made his favorite meal. Mm-hmm. And Steve came in the door, and I said, "Where were you working?" And he said he was over at this particular house. I know who the two sisters are. They live together.
Yeah.
And they have been making, let's just say, comments to Steve that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming on to him.
Yeah.
And Steve said he'd been over at their house putting in a new sprinkler line because my husband does landscaping.
Uh-huh.
When he said that he had been at their house putting in a sprinkler line, I had a pot of spaghetti, and I lifted it over his head, and I didn't dump it on him. I let the bottom of the pot, the whole pot, come down on top of his head. In other words, I hit him with the pot.
Yeah, hit him with the pot, the spaghetti.
Now, should I have done that?
Wait, hold on. You hit him with a pot of spaghetti.
Yeah, I just dropped it right on his head.
So you guys hit each other.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're trying to say.
That's why I feel it's important for me to do what he wants me to do. Because I had him agree that he would not be over at that house.
Yeah.
And if he was, then I would take the kids to play croquet. And there's a croquet mallet, but one particular mallet that I like. And I've told Steve that if he comes back again, he has to put his hand on the kitchen table, and I can bring the croquet mallet down on it.
You gotta be kidding me.
Are y'all for real?
I mean, are you telling me that you do that?
Well, it's a quid pro quo, Mr. Henry. I mean, you got to do that.
So, in other words, because you smacked her, she gets to take a croquet mallet and break the bones in your hand.
Yes, sir.
But you see, Phil, that's why I feel like I owe Steve the vote for Obama.
She broke my hand last month. She broke every bone in my hand last month.
You guys don't need to do stuff like that. I mean, you guys should love each other either way. That was any decision you make or anything.
Oh, I love Steve very much. He's the man for me.
Yeah. You love him and everything else. I know that you guys love each other so much. But, I mean, you just can't make somebody do something that you don't want to. You want to, but then
I sometimes will look at women. I've never cheated on my wife, but I did look at this woman, and I've had a broken kneecap.
What do you mean a broken kneecap?
Well, I have been allowed to take a kneecap, but take a baseball bat to his knees.
You know, you guys have about as sick a relationship as I've ever heard of.
No, we do not, Mr. Andrew. You don't understand it, and you want to judge me. I closed up a couple of her eyes. She broke two of my kneecaps.
Broke two kneecaps?
I'm not having him staring at other women.
Some of this is hard to believe that you do that to him, because not just forcing you to say all this so he doesn't look back on this show?
I want you to know that we have a relationship, that there is a give and take. So when Steve says to me, "You better vote for Obama or you don't get that job," I say to him, "Fine, but if I see you looking at that slut that lives in the townhouse down near the security gate, then it's another trip to the backyard with the baseball bat and your knee." And he's already broken it once.
And you guys are going to keep doing this until one of you are actually going to be stuck in the hospital and something's going to really bad happen. And you have three sons, and you know what? They're looking at you guys this way. And when they actually find somebody they love, and the girlfriend or the wife that wants to make the decision that your son doesn't like, and he's gonna end up he'll probably end up going to jail. What if he does that?
Do you understand what this young lady, Nicole, is saying? That you guys are going to be passing this behavior on to your sons.
Mr. Andrew, we want our sons to have an equal relationship with their wives. And if, for God forbid, any woman ever struck their wife, then they have to be prepared for that wife to take a bat or a croquet mallet or a crowbar.
God.
And
hit
them and hit them across the face with it.
Wait a minute, man. What?
You guys, why is that bad? I don't understand.
All this and everything else, and think that your sons are going to be okay and make sure everything like that. But honestly,
I told my son, if he ever strikes a woman, then he better be prepared to let her hit him across the face with a wine bottle.
Exactly.
But you
so
know
you
what?
Guys,
honestly,
so you guys
people
are,
say that,
Nicole,
but the woman finally has the guts to do that, because they're going to be too scared to see what happens to her after. She does that.
No, you gotta let her do. You gotta let her do it. You gotta let her go ahead and hit you across the face with a wine bottle.
This is not a healthy thing. You guys think there's some kind of quid pro quo going on. This is a controlled, escalating violence in your house. You guys think you're controlling the violence by allowing the other to inflict violence.
I don't understand.
Did you say that again?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to say it again. Nicole, thank you very much for your call. I have to take a break, and you're very kind to be with us. We'll be back with our final segment here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Of course, our number 877-876-PHIL. So he blackens her eye. She breaks one of his kneecaps. I don't get it. You know, he loosens her teeth, and she smashes his hand with a croquet mallet. And this is how they control the aggression of the other. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Bobby and Steve Dooley as we talk here about the one of the most bizarre relationships I've ever heard in terms of the controlling aspect of this marriage, Bobby and Steve. You're coming on here, and you know you're full you're fair game because you're talking about the election, and you're talking about making a marriage work when you have two different political points of view.
We know that what we're saying is not for everyone. You know?
Yeah, it's not for everyone, but it works for us. And
but this is not healthy. It's not healthy. You know?
What is not healthy? Phil, there is nothing wrong with a husband wanting his wife to do him a favor.
And if you're saying that you want to vote for Obama because you're doing your husband a favor, that's one thing. But you're saying that you're voting for Obama so that your husband will let you take a job.
That's right.
Okay, that's not doing you a favor, Steve. She's voting because you will not let her have that job. I mean, the way that you guys act with each other, you might as well say something like, I'll vote for Obama. If you vote for Obama, then I get to smash your hand with a croquet mallet.
Oh, that's asinine.
Why would you take that and apply it to that?
Because that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like.
Well, then we're not communicating very well, because you just don't have an understanding.
Ms. Dooley, that's exactly what you guys are talking about. That's what it sounds like to me. I'm going to go to a phone call here. Gene, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Gene. Is Gene there? Let's go to, I think it's Christy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Christy?
Yes. I'd like to know what relationship Bobby has growing up with in her home life with her parents.
Oh, we had a wonderful relationship. My father was in the military, so we did travel quite a bit. But we had a very close family, and we lived around the country. We lived in Europe briefly when I was young. And then we settled in California. My father retired. We enjoyed boating.
Was your dad mean to your mom?
I would say yes. Well, not mean, no. I think my father was stern, corrective. My mother used to say that my father really set her straight, because she was a wild girl when my father met her. She was a dancer, and he was in the Army, and they met in Georgia.
Okay. Well, how about Steve? What kind of relationship did you grow up with with your parents?
What kind of relationship I got with my parents?
Your home life?
Yeah, you, Steve.
Your parents.
It was my father and my mother were both a little sedentary. They were older, and there wasn't a whole lot. I still want to get out and do stuff, so I left home. I didn't leave home, but my parents didn't want to do nothing. They're like having two grandparents, you know?
Yeah, like you had two grandparents?
Yeah. And so I decided I want to leave town, and when I was about 16 years old, I got arrested for stealing a car, and I did about 6 months in a juvenile reformatory, and I left. I come out to California. I got arrested. I got in trouble with a girl. They said that I, attacked her, but that was baloney.
Yeah, we found out that was a bunch of, those were lies.
Well,
what do you mean they were lies?
They're not.
I mean, what do you mean? It was hogwash.
We found out later, Phil, it was all hogwash.
You found out later it was all hogwash.
Yeah. And about a year after that, I got into a fight. I hit a cop. Mm-hmm. I did another year. And
so you have an extensive criminal background.
No.
No, he does not, Phil. He hit a cop. He supposedly attacked a girl. And a weapons charge, right?
Yeah.
And a weapons charge. Now, Bobby, am I correct in remembering that you have a brother named Dean?
Yes.
And he is at Terminal Island.
That's correct, yes.
That's a prison.
Yes, so what?
I mean, what about it?
Well, I want to, you know, as long as this lady Christie's putting things together. You got a brother that's in prison. You got a husband here that's been arrested for beating up, you know, fighting a cop, something with a girl, a weapons charge.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, don't you understand, man, there's a pattern here? You understand that you got a criminal pattern here? And the two of you guys find a way to work out your marriage by beating each other up with croquet mallets and and crowbars.
What?
Well, you think it's funny then, don't you, Phil?
What's your son's life? What's their home life like?
They're in big trouble. They're skinheads.
Yeah, they're skinheads. They like that romper stomper stuff, you know, the boots and kicking people when they're on the ground and everything.
So the cycle is repeating itself then.
I would say the cycle isn't so much repeating itself as it's getting faster and getting weirder.
Yeah, it's getting a lot weirder.
How can it get much
weirder? Boy, oh boy. That's strange.
Well, you asked.
I just feel bad for these people on. I wish you'd shut them off.
Oh, what's the matter?
Phil Hendry.